This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 27. Don't fear what others fear. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 8. This is what the Lord says to me, with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place for both Israel and Judah. He will be a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Bind up this testimony of warning and seal up God's instruction among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I, and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty, who dwells on Mount Zion. The world around us fears all sorts of things. I was reading a few articles about what people fear the most. Things like heights, snakes, and the dentist top a lot of people's lists. But so do things like economic disaster, wars, terrorism, and natural disasters. These are things that the world fears. But the Lord tells Isaiah not to fear what people fear when they don't live in tune with God. While the rest of the world might be afraid of upheaval and destruction, Isaiah isn't supposed to fear such things. He isn't supposed to be afraid of conspiracies or of being physically hurt. He isn't supposed to be afraid of being too bold or saying the wrong thing. He isn't supposed to be afraid of what the future might hold. He isn't even supposed to be afraid of not having a next meal or warm clothes or a place to sleep. While the world might fear and worry over those things, Isaiah isn't supposed to. Isaiah is supposed to fear only God. Everything else is in God's control. He will take care of all things. All that Isaiah has to do is obey God and fear him. That is, honor, worship, and be in awe of him. We are called to do the same. There are many things to fear in this world, but God doesn't want us to fear any of them. He wants us to fear only him. So in the fear of the Lord, worship and honor him today in everything you do. Pray with me. Worthy God, help us to fear, worship, and honor you alone so that we may rest in the comfort of your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.